I'll be reading from Psalm 112, verses 1 through 9. Hallelujah! Blessed man, blessed woman who fear Yahweh, who cherish and relish his commandments. Their children robust on the earth, and the homes of the upright, how blessed. Their homes brim with wealth and a generosity that never runs dry. Sunrise breaks through the darkness for good people, God's grace and mercy and justice. The good person is generous and lends lavishly. No suffering or stumbling around for this one, but a sterling and solid and lasting reputation. Unfazed by rumor and gossip, heart ready, trusting in Yahweh, spirit firm, unperturbed, ever blessed, relaxed among enemies, they lavish gifts on the poor, a generosity that goes on and on and on, an honored life, a beautiful life.
Honored life, a beautiful life. Would you stand now and let's sing together?
sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy.
Let's sing that again.
Worthy is the who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
One more time.
Lord.
all be seated.
As you might have noticed, our worship today is a little bit different. For the past few weeks, we've been in a new season. I think we've called it Rooted and Growing, and you'll see that probably somewhere in your bulletin. And we've been focusing on some serious Bible study on some Sunday mornings. We will do a Sunday morning of prayer in a couple weeks. And this morning our focus is on worship and praise. We are seeing how we find God's life and we dwell and remain in God's life and how we offer ourselves to God by worshiping and praising God. It's amazing how sometimes music can speak to our hearts, whether we are listening to it or singing it. And that is my hope for this morning, that together as we worship and praise God, we will find our root, Jesus Christ, and we will find ourselves growing more and more like Him. We're going to sing a couple of songs now that continue to praise God. The first one is Holy, Holy, Holy. It's in your hymn books. You can remain seated for these if you'd like, or you can stand if you feel comfortable. And the second one will be a little bit of a new one, but it's very, very simple, simply called Trinity Song, and we'll go from one to the other.
This next song is one that's new to us. In fact, it's new this year, and he found it this week. We'll play it a couple times instrumentally, and then we'll start singing, and as soon as you've caught on, go ahead and join in. There are just two lines, so we'll repeat the first line a few times, and then we'll repeat the second line, and then we'll go back and forth between the two.
Communion three in one. Come.
with your invitation, bind us together in holy love. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, Holy Communion, three in one. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, Holy Communion, three in one. Come with your peace, with your invitation, bind us together in holy love. Come with your peace, with your invitation, bind us together in holy love. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, Holy Communion, three in one. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, Holy Communion, three in one. Come with your peace, with your invitation, bind us together in holy love. Come with your peace, with your invitation, bind us together in holy love. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, Holy Communion, three in one, three in one, three in one.
Maybe you can hear how that song could be a beautiful round, with the parts speaking to one another and encouraging one another, praising God in harmony. When we gather together as a congregation on Sunday morning, that is what we do. Our voices come together and we praise God in beautiful harmony. When we're singing, yes. When we're praying, when we're voicing our thanksgiving and what we have to praise God. In this first section of the service, our theme has been praising the God who loves us so much, the God who invites us to dwell in Him. And I'd like to have some time for sharing now how we praise our God, what we are thankful for God for this morning.
I'll be reading from John 15, verses 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that don't bear fruit, and he trims any branch that produces fruit, that will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch cannot produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you cannot produce fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. If you don't remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up, thrown into a fire, and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way you prove that you are my disciples.
My strength and weakness,
come rest me, oh Lord. I cry out for your hand of mercy to heal me. I am weak and I need your love to free me. Oh Lord, my rock, my strength and weakness, come rescue me. Oh Lord, you are my hope and your promise never fails me, and my desire is to follow you forever. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good.
Salvation, no risk.
riches come and riches go.
Don't set your heart upon them. The field of hope in which I sow, our harvest set in heaven.
Who will praise Him? Alleluia! Mighty life and mighty reward, everlasting, never failing. My Redeemer, my God.
I'll set my gaze on God alone and trust in Him completely. With every day pour out my soul, and He will prove His mercy.
Though life is but a fleeting breath, a song too short to measure,
the King has crushed the curse of death, and I am His forever.
Oh, praise Him, alleluia, mighty life and my reward, everlasting, never failing.
The branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit.
Jesus says, remain in me, dwell in me, make your life, find your life in me. This morning we are here to care for our connection, our relationship, our location in Jesus and in the eternal life of God. We want to remain in Him so that His life remains in us, and then we will bear fruit. Many of us would say that we already have a connection, a relationship with Jesus. In Jesus' words, you are already cleaned, already trimmed, washed by His life-giving sacrifice, grafted into the true vine. Too often, though, this remains only what you might call a spiritual reality, an official status. Maybe like me, you think back to a prayer that you prayed, or an altar call that you responded to, or maybe more of a public event, like your baptism. You remember that and you say, my name, it's in heaven's membership roll. I have my reservation written down, recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's official. But dwelling in God, God dwelling in you, it's so much more than that. Jesus is not concerned with the paperwork, with the licenses and the permits of salvation, any more than a bridegroom is concerned with the marriage license while they're off on the honeymoon. Now, salvation means more than that. Salvation, life in God, is more than that. It is about the joy of growing and being fruitful. And sometimes we taste that joy that life through music. Sometimes it's in prayer or in Bible study or in serving others the way that the youth did yesterday, volunteering at the MCC thrift shop. Jesus says that if we are connected to Him, living all of life in His company, then we will bear fruit. But if we are not connected, then we cannot know His love. If we remain in Him, then we will bear fruit in love. Amen.
Thank you.
Father is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that don't produce fruit, and he trims any branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Isaiah 58:1-6-12.
Shout loudly, don't hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Isn't this the fast I chose? Releasing wicked restraints, untying the ropes of a yoke, setting free the mistreated, and breaking every yoke? Isn't it sharing your bread with the hungry and bringing the homeless poor into your house? Covering the naked when you see them and not hiding from your own family? Then your light will break out like the dawn, and you will be healed quickly. Your own righteousness will walk before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and God will say, I'm here. If you remove the yoke from among you, the finger pointing, the wicked speech, if you open your heart to the hungry, and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted, your light will shine in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you. Even in parched places, he will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account. The foundations of generations past you will restore. You will be called mender of broken walls, restorer of livable streets.
We're entering a part of our service where we focus on offering. Offering ourselves to God as branches and Jesus the true vine. We receive the blessing, the goodness of God's life. But it's not just for us to hoard away, to use for our own advantage, but that we may go and be a blessing to others. We remember that most of all when we sit down at the communion table and we share with one and all. Let's prepare our hearts for that, for offering ourselves by singing these songs.
Take my love, my Lord, I that feed its treasures, Lord. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne, it shall be thy. When the anchor threatens to let go, the storm just rages on.
Hope will come.
When the dark night of the soul hides the promise of the dawn,
hope will come.
Hope will come. When the loneliness is so complete and no one knows your name,
love will come.
When your heart is crying out to God with silent tears of shame,
love will come.
Love will. Love will come. Love will come. Love will come.
As you cling to Jesus and remain in Him, the true vine, may you bear fruit in love, becoming God's light in the darkness, God's voice in the wilderness, God's hope for the hopeless. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and also to eat potluck. Amen.